With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tragedy in New York, leaving at least two people dead.
An Air Canada regional jet struck a fire truck on the runway of New York City's LaGuardia Airport late Sunday night. Authorities and photos of the wreckage revealed the impact of the collision crushed the front nose of the plane. Jazz Aviation Flight, operating on behalf of Air Canada, says the plane had 72 passengers and four crew members on board. The flight originated from Montreal Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. In the meantime, the airport is closed while authorities continue the investigation. Hundreds of immigration officers will be deployed to U.S. airports to help with security. More on the story now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The expanded role for immigration officers comes as TSA screeners have worked more than a month without paychecks because of a budget impasse in Congress. In recent days, travelers have waited many hours in airport security lines. The president's decision is drawing concerns that the agent's presence may escalate tensions. Border Czar Tom Homan is leading the new airport security effort and says the plan is a work in progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel launching a new wave of attacks against Tehran, and a top American commander telling Iranians to remain in shelters for the foreseeable future. Iran renewed strikes Monday against its neighbors and threatened to start hitting their power plants and mine the entire Persian Gulf. Following that threat, Iran published a list of facilities, including United Arab Emirates nuclear power plant. The death count in that South Korea fire in an auto parts store, or factory rather, has now risen to at least 14. More than two dozen people have been hurt. This is SRN News. All Americans have very few qualms about gambling.
The Pew Research Center has been asking people around the world whether or not they consider betting to be immoral. Here in the U.S., 70% say no, it's not a violation of any moral code. Compare that to South Korea, where 78% of adults think gaming is morally unacceptable, as do 72% in Nigeria and 66% in Greece. With the NCAA basketball tournament this month, betting in this country is expected to surge. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Arkansas law requiring the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed a suit challenging the state's new law naming six school districts as defendants. While the judgment blocks the Ten Commandments requirement, it's unclear how broadly it can be applied. This is SRN News. Political analysts say a statewide race in Virginia might be a warning sign for Democrats. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew with that story.
Republican Andrew Rice won Virginia's 98th House District special election by a 25-point margin, significantly outperforming the district's previous GOP results and signaling potential trouble for Democrats ahead of a redistricting referendum. Some political analysts suggest the strong Republican turnout and drop in Democratic support suggest growing voter backlash against state Democrats' policies and redistricting plans.
Voting rights advocates in Alaska worried that a case set to be heard by the Supreme Court could end a longstanding practice of the state accepting ballots after Election Day. The justices are set to hear arguments later Monday in a case challenging Mississippi's grace period for ballots postmarked by Election Day, but received afterward. More details, srnnews.com.